This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It is the top of the hour. It's always good to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Now, drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Good, bad, indifferent. Let us know what's on your mind. Of course, lots flying around right now. And we've got the experts for you coming up. We got Megan Barth there. We're going to talk a little bit about Mother's Day. Why not? And from our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman, will be with us here as well. And, you know, we got the Lolo girl. George Barna will be back with another installment, taking a look at the most popular conservative leaders. And also Jordan Goodman, America's Money's Answers Man, talking about the Jim Comey incident and implications on the economic agenda. And then a little bit later on as well, Wesley Faugus, incredible story. You may have heard her story. New book out called God, Country, Golf, Reflections of an Army Widow. Now, Wesley is a Christian, Army veteran, Army widow, and a lifelong golfer. She holds a B.S. degree in communications, M.S. degree in administration. And her and her husband, Major Larry Baugus, served in the Army together for 5 years and then raised. Then she retired to take care of their children and support Larry in his military career. Unfortunately, the unthinkable happened. In May of 2007, he was killed in action. And her story is most special and extraordinary. And she will be here with us a little bit later on. But getting on to the news of the day, because that's what we will pivot around in between these other side stories that have been going on, is, you know, what has been going on and not going on, and what is being misconnected even at the White House. It is quite interesting. I've got this one report that, of course, you know, and this stands to reason, and it makes sense as to what, you know, certain strategies that have been employed around the president. Now, a lot of fake news going around, too. So we've got to decipher some of this. But in part, this might make some sense. What they're talking about, I'm talking about White House officials, insiders, say that they're putting up fences around President Trump and his decision making to protect him from his self-indulgent instincts. And certainly this week was on full display here in terms of some things and keeping the story straight and, you know, over James Comey. And, boy, I'll tell you what a, I don't know, I guess you can just say a mess. Not the way to do it. You know, if you know, we've been saying on the show all week long is that if you're going to let somebody go, you got to make sure you already have somebody in place. There was enough information. I mean, he had enough, you know, empirical evidence. If he wanted to let Comey go, he could do so in an orderly manner. It doesn't look too good. You know, you got a guy clear across the country and he's watching the news on a TV of his firing. And at first he thought it was a joke. You know, oh, it must be April Fool's, or, you know, is it April? What's going on here? Got to be kidding. And anyway, as it rolls out, yes, no joke. Get back to the East Coast. It is over. And, you know, meanwhile, the narrative that came out of the White House as to why, and, you know, it just seemed to be very dynamic and all over the place and scattered. And you go, well, this is crazy. And then, you know, interesting that Sean Spicer, you know, conveniently exited. Not that there's much about that. Other than he was there, and I like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I think I like her a lot. I think she's very articulate and does a great job. But I think she was just put in a very tough and untenable situation here to try to, you know, hold the storyline together that was frayed to begin with. And so what they have been saying, insiders, is that they have a wall strategy established for the president when it comes to national security. And maybe that's why national security seems to be a bit controlled. And, of course, that would include H.R. McMaster controlling the whole process, along with SecDef Mattis and Secretary of State Tillerson, Homeland Security Kelly in the loop. And it's importantly, as important as keeping others outside, because we know about leaks and how disturbing that has become.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Got to keep our eye on the goal, ladies and gentlemen. Obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And if we're going to get this country back on track, bottom-up movement, I still maintain it's going to be because we the people make it so. And we do need some help here as we do everything we can to keep everybody honest and pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. And to this end, this is why we appreciate Megan Barth with us every week, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, and a nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
Doing great this Friday. How you doing, Bill?
doing fine. It's madness. I'm telling you, it's madness. You know, what is going on here? I mean, this whole Comey ordeal, and I saw this meme this morning. It just, I couldn't help myself. They show Comey being dragged off the plane like the doctor on the flight. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is, you know, this is just one incredible crisis management issue after another. I just don't know. I mean, and in between all this stuff, you know, Megan, the challenge of it all is that this is ripe for fake news in the middle of this insanity. You know what I'm saying? The fake news guys are just having a heyday right now.
Yeah, they're acting like an FBI director has never been fired before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we look at history, there have been plenty of FBI directors that have been fired, and Bill Clinton was also one to fire an FBI director, as many other Democrat presidents have in the past. And it's interesting to watch the Democrats. You didn't think that they would get more insane, but after this firing, they've proven us wrong. The Democrats were calling up until a week ago, even Hillary Clinton, asking for Comey's resignation. Hillary Clinton was the one that told a women's organization that if the election were held on October 27th, she would have won the election, and blamed Comey directly for her loss. Even people from Hillary's campaign, Bernie Sanders, and other leading Democrats, Chuck Schumer, et cetera, went on and on since November, Nancy Pelosi, that Comey was compromised, that he should step down, he should resign, he should be fired. And now that Trump actually gave them their wishes, you would think that they would celebrate. But now they've taken it into a DEFCON 6 as far as how they've become so extraordinarily unhinged over this move, because they're claiming that now Trump is interfering in the election, or excuse me, interfering in the investigation into Russia Where, you know, Bill, I'm old enough to remember that investigations usually started based on evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no evidence of any collusion between Trump, his campaign, or Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't just my opinion. This comes from the mouths of Democrats who sit on the Intelligence Committee. High-profile Democrats like Adam Schiff, Dianne Feinstein, and even James Clapper had said, no, there is no intelligence that shows any collusion between Russia or the Trump campaign. But the Democrats are going to hold on to Russia for as long as they can.
Well, no question, and clearly evidenced by the fact that the information to corroborate, you know, this ongoing narrative from the Democrats is bupkis. There's nothing there. I mean, you would think, when you look back and they're so quick to use the current events with Comey, with being Nixonian and that sort of thing. Well, if you're going to stay in that comparison, this far along in Watergate, people were, they were arrested. They were, they were being locked up. The facts were coming out. Here we are with the power of the NSA, the CIA, FBI, everything, all involved in this investigation, we're not seeing anything. And, of course, they want to make a lot to do of, Comey's recent request to, have some added funds in order to investigate this further. Now, what I've maintained, and it looks like they're starting to do this, and that is that if they're going to go and seriously consider independent counsel, which, first of all, I say, well, why do we have the Senate and congressional hearings then? You know, if we're going to have an independent counsel on everything, let's just stop, the waste of time and the people's money and have these senator and congressmen focus on the people's business. Because what they're saying is that they're incompetent to conduct an investigation. So let's have some independent come in and do this. But I'm saying, look, if you're going to go ahead and open the body, open it wide open. Let's talk about voter fraud. And at this point, I think you're going to get a lot of inconvenient truth coming out of the DNC that is going to be quite embarrassing for them, just from the get-go, because whether it was President Obama or Eric Holder, they insisted there was no voter fraud whatsoever. And I said, my question was, if there's no voter fraud, then why are people getting arrested and convicted for voter fraud?
How do we know there's no voter fraud if there's no investigation? And we obviously have evidence to prove that there is voter fraud.
Yes. Even with the Veritas video, right? The Veritas video during the campaign, just a case in point. You got two Democratic operatives saying, hey, we've been busing people for 50 years. What do you call that then?
Right. And we also have evidence based on a variety of charges, as you say, that have been brought forward. Huge anomalies. We have Judicial Watch that just put 11 states on notice that they're out of compliance with the Help America Vote Act, which was passed by Bill Clinton in 1993, allowing motor voter to occur at our DMVs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Indiana, for example, who just cleaned up their voter rolls to the tune of 500,000 people. And so this independent election commission that Trump has created is absolutely necessary. I can tell you right now that I've gathered plenty of evidence. So much evidence, as a matter of fact, that the DOJ launched a federal investigation into Nevada, into a specific district, a small assembly district here in Nevada. And so we have a peppering of a variety of and forms of voter fraud. It could be voter registration fraud. But without a national voter ID or without ID, period, how can you confirm that these fraudulently registered voters aren't voting?
Well, it's ludicrous. Yeah. It's totally ludicrous the way they approach this, no doubt.
A voter ID, which I am championing for, a nationwide voter ID, would be the silver bullet in the DNC. And this is why the DNC does not want a voter ID. It has nothing to do with suppression. It has nothing to do with racism. It has everything to do with suppressing a citizen's vote. And as we look at states across the country, we know that voter rolls need to be cleaned up according to law. We have plenty of laws on the books. They simply aren't being followed.
you know, once again. And that's been the whole issue all along, Megan, you know, where we find ourselves more encased in situations that are chaotic. You can go back to the fundamentals and find exactly what Judicial Watch is discovering, what you've been discovering with your research and your investigation, is that they're just not following the law. It's just that simple, isn't it?
It is that simple, and I wrote 4 articles on how the system is rigged. So, I mean, where would I get the information if I could write 4 articles? Of course, there's
exactly.
Evidence of voter fraud. Let's open the investigation.
We got to go to break right now. Megan Barth is with us. More from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerated colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez, we're live at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of RegganBabe.com. That is B-A-V-E.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, you know, the Democrats are, you know, jumping up and down. They've been screaming for a special prosecutor. I don't think they realize what they're opening up here. I mean, we're talking, you know, with what's coming down with the FBI, what came down this week, the prospect is that we can get the politics out of the FBI. There is no question that probably the biggest damage that James Comey did was to bring politics into this bureau. And it was quite disturbing, you know, for the rank and file to, you know, to watch this unfold. I still don't buy into the narrative that they say that he preempted the, you know, the attorney general. I think the attorney general took one big humongous step backwards, mother may I, got out of the way and let Comey go ahead and take the bullet for the team in presenting the Hillary Clinton case. That being said, very disturbing for the rank and file, and I'm not sure what the numbers are. Huckabee Sanders said yesterday that she has spoken with many FBI agents, and they were quietly unnerved by the press conference that Jim Comey had held, the case the way he presented it. They were really upset with his decision not to prosecute, not to present the case to the Department of Justice and recommend an indictment.
Yeah, there's a couple things we need to remember about Comey's decision. Number one, if you look at the Espionage Act and take it verbatim, you don't need to have intent in order to be charged under the Espionage Act. Comey created intent into the Espionage Act, which, according to the rank and file in the FBI, disturbed them greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Because extreme care, all you have to be is negligent in the handling of classified information. Well, what is the difference between negligence and extreme carelessness? Mm-hmm. I would purport nothing. And so, but he, Comey took it a step further and said, well, we couldn't find intent. You don't need intent. All you need is negligence.
Exactly.
Number two, when we look at the hearings that Comey was in just a week or two ago and the, I would call it a cross-examination by Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley asked him specifically about an email that the FBI found from Loretta Lynch that Loretta Lynch is on record in the email stating that she would do everything in her power to avoid criminal prosecution of Hillary Clinton. And James Comey said, well, I can't speak about that in an open forum. We'll have to talk about that, you know, in a classified setting. So we know that there is an email that exists from Loretta Lynch, who was a politicized AG and was going to do whatever she could to protect Hillary Clinton. And lastly, James Comey said after he saw and was made aware, as was the rest of the country, by some random reporter in Phoenix, that there was a meeting on the tarmac between Bill Clinton, who was under investigation, as well as his wife, and Loretta Lynch, the AG at the time, on the Arizona tarmac. Comey had to, he said, had to reopen the case that the evidence presented to him regarding Uma Abedin and her downloading of emails onto a pedophile's computer, which is her husband. He had to reopen the case in order to make it look like the investigation was not compromised by the AG's actions.
Well, and the thing, you know, relevant to the handling of, you know, top security information, I mean, what stands in contrast, and we spoke with Christian Saucier's mother about this last year. He was the Navy machinist, as you'll recall, who got 1 year in prison, a $100 fine. I think he's going to be less than honorably discharged. He has some medical issues that are now hanging in the balance, and whether or not those will be attended to because of this, because of what happened to him. And here he is. He just took some pictures, had several pictures on his cell phone that he wanted to take for posterity. Well, he violated their, you know, what was his intent? percent, you know, compared to Hillary Clinton. And, you know, here, the strong hand of the law, you know, comes heavy on this Navy machinist, but Clinton gets a get-out-of-jail card.
That's right. The law was not equally applied. And that's the problem, especially when it comes to the social justice warriors on the left. Social justice has nothing to do with blind justice.
Mm-hmm.
The letter of the law is what, and much like the Constitution, it exists as it is written, not as you wish it to be.
Right.
You know, to take an analogy, you know, if I go out tonight and I have a bunch of drinks, well, it's not my intention when I get behind the wheel of my car to go and kill a family of four driving in a minivan. Yet, I did, right? Well, you can't say, well, she didn't intend to do that, so we're not going to charge her with vehicular manslaughter.
Well, but you only have to be an illegal citizen, then you could get away with that argument, has been the case.
Yes, sadly, in California.
Right?
Yes,
yeah.
You can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is a total craziness that's going on. But again, this is all rising out, Megan. This is what's so dangerous about all this vitriol and this anti-Trump, you know, narrative. I mean, it just gives room to such outrageous and insane consideration, things that are put out there. I mean, like, for example, and you wrote about this, that the left was saying that, regarding, you know, rape as a pre-existing condition.
There are no depths to which the left will stoop. And this narrative, which CNN ran with, which MSNBC ran with, and which Washington Post ran with, and then gave it four Pinocchios because it's an outright lie. There are women and on the left who are claiming that if they are victims or are victims of domestic abuse or sexual abuse, that insurance companies under the AHCA will not treat them or provide them insurance because of their pre-existing condition of rape or domestic abuse. That is an outright lie. There are 48 states that prohibit insurance companies to deny domestic abuse and sexual abuse victims coverage, period.
Right.
And so, again, this is a lie. The Washington Post gave it four Pinocchios and retracted. But the Democrats in Congress are still running with this narrative in order to paint the Republican Party as a party of old white men, misogynists, sexists, who will do everything they can to hurt women.
Yeah, well, and everybody at large. I mean, the statements are so reckless. They're going to kill thousands of people. They've just signed a law to kill thousands. Wait a minute. How do you make that statement and hold any kind of credibility? But yet CNN, MSNBC will allow them to come on the air and speak like as if it's some sort of rational conclusion with some sort of basis.
Yes, push the lie hard enough, and so it comes out as the truth at the end. Typical Alinsky tactic, which the press engages in because they carry the water for the Democrat Party. They regurgitate the talking points, and they pretend as though they're truth. We see Anderson Cooper, who's rolling his eyes during an interview of Kellyanne Conway.
Kellyanne, right.
And he's supposed to be a journalist?
Yeah, exactly.
And he's rolling his eyes?
Megan, when do we get to the end of this? You know, because what I'm hearing in my travels across this country is that people are just saying, look, enough with all this. I just want my job. I want to go to work. You know, I want this country to be successful. And we're caught in this bucket of gum. And I think that, you know, people are kind of having it. You know, they're getting fed up with this stuff. I mean, I can hear voices, you know, where they're, you know, people are screaming out their windows across America. This is ridiculous. This is not the way they want their country run.
Well, when the policies start to kick in and we get above a 1% GDP, thank you, Barack Obama, for being the only president in history not to reach 4% GDP. I think that we're going to, rise above the noise based on the success.
Well, there's nothing like success to defeat revenge. I guess that's the best form of success.
Yeah.
And revenge is success, no doubt about it. Megan Barth, thanks, Megan. Appreciate it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Entrepreneurs are increasingly optimistic about the economy, according to the Spring 2017 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, but this isn't yet translating into new investment in their business.
The survey of 1,000 small business owners nationwide found that 52% are optimistic the national economy will improve over the next 12 months, up a staggering 21% since fall 2016. However, some uncertainty still exists among small business owners, as revenue expectations and growth plans remain at the modest levels seen last fall, and plans to increase hiring shrunk to a five-year low of only 18%. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
We saw a surge in economic confidence, and it's a great indicator of potential small business growth in 2017. However, we do see a wait-and-see attitude persisting as we see entrepreneurs hold back on making new investments to hire and grow in the year ahead.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KADC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Gosh, if I remember the Constitution, that means I might have to follow it, and then what are we going to do? The people will be in charge, you know, just like it says, the government of, for, by, we the people. We like it the other way around. You know, we like the fact that the people are serving at our behest and not the other way around. This keeps us right exactly where we like it, nice and comfortable, well-paid, and taken care of when we retire. Welcome. I only sounded a little bit cynical, I know. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian, is back with us. We're going to talk Mother's Day and, in D.C., just because, there's always things to talk about when it comes to talking about Washington, D.C. Bruce is an award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. His work has appeared in magazines and newspapers nationwide. He regularly lectures on a number of historic topics, and usually when Bruce has got control of the classroom, you got to pull out your number two Ticonderoga pencil, a legal pad if you got that handy as well, start up, fire up your word processors, and get ready to go, because he is nonstop with all kinds of information. So, Mr. Bruce, how are we doing?
We're doing great, Bill. I want to wish your listeners and their moms a happy Mother's Day a little bit ahead of time, but the sentiment is there.
Well, exactly. Well, many people will be hearing the show over the weekend, so and it will be right smack dab day before and the day of Mother's Day. So, yes, very, very appropriate, especially for our Mother's Day. And I think we need this. We need a Mother's Day right in the middle of all this chaos, Bruce, you know?
You absolutely do, Bill. And just a quick history lesson on Mother's Day. Anna Jarvis is what I call the mother of Mother's Day. She was the one who founded it. And she did so because, and this is a direct quote, she said, mothers are the person who has done more for you than anyone in the world, and that's really hard to argue.
Yes, exactly. Well, what a great sentiment. And when you hold to that, you know, you really do. And I think, you know, this whole week, you know, we've been leading up to Mother's Day, we've been able to give some noted pause because, you know, we're reminded, you know, throughout the week, hey, did you get Mom the flowers that you said you were going to order for her, the chocolates, you know, you know, the whole deal. So we're reminded. And, you know, I hope and pray it's a great Mother's Day for all the moms out there, for all the families, that it's a unifying event.
It absolutely is. Although, just a bit of an irony here, Anna Jarvis, after she led the movement to get Mother's Day approved as a national holiday, President Woodrow Wilson signed the proclamation in 1914, she became kind of disillusioned with the commercialization of Mother's Day. As she said, Mother's Day should be about sentiment, not profit. So she wasn't real happy that all these, one of her great lines about sending greeting cards, she wrote, okay, sending a greeting card is means that you were too lazy to write a letter. This is your excuse for not writing a letter to your mom. And when I read that, I thought to myself, I wonder what Anna Jarvis would think if she knew that probably on Mother's Day, hundreds of millions of texts are going to be sent with emojis included.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Not exactly writing your mom a letter.
Well, and she brings up a good point, Bruce, because, you know, we've, for some reason, this discussion has been cycling back in terms of the technology that exists in our culture today. John Naismith, many years ago, in his book Megatrends, talked about as technology would increase, there would be a deep yearning, an increasing yearning for touch, as he described it. He said high tech, high touch. And this is what I find, you know, in our culture right now. And then you add on top of it the antagonism, the craziness that's been happening in this culture. I mean, you got people fighting in airports and airplanes and all this insanity. And you go, whoa, I mean, are we just love starved? Are we starved? You know, people just want a hug. You know, is that what we're coming down to? Is that
Although I will say one thing, and this is kind of a nice thing about Mother's Day, whether you call it commercialization or not, it is the holiday in which there are more long-distance calls placed than any other day of the year. And that's people from around the country and around the world calling their mom to wish them happy Mother's Day. So that's one nice aspect of it.
Yeah, and getting back to Jarvis's statement about, you know, as opposed to a handwritten note, what I was going to lead to is the fact that, you know, it is very novel today to get a handwritten note. And it's special. It really stands out. You know, I would encourage our listeners, if you can, you know, in lieu of an emoji-filled text or whatever, or something nice and easy, you know, a handwritten note, you know, will go a long way, and you don't have to worry about the box of chocolates, you know, that she may or may not want it or appreciate it, but something of a personal nature like that, just that simple. Because we learned this. In fact, we were talking about the other day, you know, we learned this in school as kids growing up, you know, kind of the, you know, things that teachers would make you do. Okay, we're going to do, you know, a picture of yourself, and we're going to do this little ceramic, and we're going to glue it together, and you're going to give it to mom. And I remember my mother cherished those simple little gifts more than anything else.
Oh, absolutely, Bill. Absolutely. I'm sure that most moms, all moms, would much rather get a heartfelt note from their children saying how much you appreciated the sacrifices you've made for us all your life than getting a box of chocolates. No question.
Exactly. Well, okay, our family of audience, you've heard the suggestion here, and this will go a long way and make this Mother's Day really special for your mom especially, and for you. You can bless her socks right off. Write her, you know, take a moment. Just write a quick note to her, or a long note. Whatever, however you should be inspired. I mean, I often find, and you're a writer, Bruce, is that you start to write something short, and next thing you know, you got quite the tome working, you know, so, but, you can let the sentiments, roll out there, especially if it's been a while, and of course she's liable to think that some alien has taken over their child. I'm sure it will be much, much appreciated, and, it'll, you know, take some of the stress, because, you know, I think that sometimes we stress too much about knowing what's the right gift to, you know, give and, you know, things like that. And you know, flowers are kind of the easy, and chocolates and that sort of thing, including that four-foot bear that's, you know, flying around these days, too.
Right.
So,
yeah. But no, anyway. Absolutely, Bill. Take the time, to write your note, your mom a note saying how much you care for her, how much you appreciate all the sacrifices for you, because as Anna Jarzyn said, this is the person who's done more for you than anyone in the world, and there's no
exactly.
question about that.
That's a great line. Well, moms out there, happy Mother's Day to you, okay? And for all the families, make it a blessed time this weekend, and don't forget to hug, okay? Because I think that's what we're doing. I think we're a hug deficient here right now, Bruce. I think that's what's going on.
I agree.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk, a lot going on there in the Beltway. This has been like Mr. Toad's wild ride this week out of D.C., hasn't it?
Yeah, I would agree with that. It absolutely is. And I live here, so I get it firsthand.
Exactly. Well, first of all, I mean, before we talk about the big 8,000-pound gorilla in the room, I like the meme they had this morning. I saw where they were showing James Comey being dragged off the plane, a la the doctor that was dragged off the plane.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You gotta laugh at some of this stuff. Otherwise, it's getting crazy. And the thing that I'm concerned about, Bruce, is this opens up the door for all kinds of fake news. You know, the fake news pundits are going crazy. Because it's just so ripe for the pickings. And I put that out as a warning to our audience because, they need to be careful that they don't buy into some, false narrative out there because they are flying around. It's very ripe right now.
It is, absolutely. And that's, of course, one of the problems. I mean, everything comes with both blessings and curses. And one of the curses of the Internet is that anybody can, you don't have to be trained in journalism. You can be in your pajamas in your basement with your laptop. And you can be putting, you can be texting, you can be blogging on stuff that you have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly. Well, and I tell you, it was really refreshing this week. We talked with Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes on their book, Shattered. The inside information, gave us an inside look into Hillary Clinton's campaign and just, how tragic and shocking it was for the insiders, for the loss that they experienced last November. But what was refreshing about that book, speaking of journalism, was there was a return to journalism. I mean, this was an excellent journalistic piece and quite refreshing in this day and age when, as you say, anybody can write something. And I think the profession, sadly, is being hijacked by nefarious types that are not looking out for the best interest of what journalism is all about. Bruce Kaufman is with us. We've got more from Bruce on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It is 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Bruce Kaufman is with us, our favorite historian. Talked about Mother's Day, and we want to continue on with our conversation. Bruce, of course, the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, real quick before we get into that, I want to give our folks a chance and a golden opportunity to get connected with you and how they can subscribe to your weekly offerings.
Yeah, Bill, thank you. They can go on my website, which is historylessons.net. That's one word, plural, historylessons.net. And right on the homepage, on the right-hand side, it says subscribe to Bruce's writings. Type in your first name, last name, email address, and check which of the three offerings that I offer do you want to receive. My quote of the week on Monday, which is my take on a funny or profound quote. My history column, my syndicated column on American and world history on Wednesday, check that, and I will send that out in email on Wednesday. And my thinking out loud column on Friday, check that, and I will send that to you in an email on Friday. And that's my take on some of the stuff that you and I talk about when I'm on your show, you know, politics and public policy and all of that kind of thing. So check one, two, all three, and I will put you're automatically on my list, and you'll get it on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I think you will. I hope you will enjoy it.
Well, I know you will. Check all three, ladies and gentlemen. I look forward to it every week. Good stuff. Quick read. You will enjoy it. And I also will share with you. Now, you've got another edition of Bruce's History Lessons, the compiling of your syndicated columns coming out again, right?
Yes, in this summer, probably at the end of the summer, the third of my five-year collections of my syndicated newspaper columns is coming out. So I'll be on your show between now and then, and I will definitely plug it once I've got the thing out there.
Well, we'll plug it more than once, but I'm going to tell you, even if you don't have volumes one and two, you want to get them. They're just great reads. Again, you know me. I'm a history buff. I love history. You know, I just find it quite fascinating, especially in light of where we sit today in America. And I think it's such a shame that history has been ignored in the classrooms. I mean, Bruce is, you know, contacted by many teachers, to share what he knows, because some of that stuff is just, you know, gone by the wayside. And this is so critical. As the saying goes, he that forgets history is liable to repeat it. And we kind of repeat it anyway, don't we?
Yeah. Well, I mean, David McCullough put it very well. He said, a nation that doesn't understand its past can function no better than a man with amnesia.
Wow.
And that's absolutely the case. If we don't know our past, then we're going to make the same mistakes we've made in the past, good and bad. Okay, yeah. We've talked about this before. Our country is not a perfect country. We've got history that is not good. Our history of slavery and segregation and all of that, it's not good. But if you can't erase that, because if you erase it, then you forget about it and you're going to repeat those mistakes. And that's the beauty of history, both good and bad. You remember from your past, and so you don't repeat the bad stuff, and you are inspired by the good stuff.
And the parts that's being missed out in that, Bruce, if I might belabor it just a moment more, and that is that, yes, there's been some bad things, but the good is how we came out of it, how we took these challenges and stepped up to it. And some of that process continues. I mean, because we're all human beings, you know. It's not like it happens in an instant. But you consider where America is today to where it began, also compared to other nations. I mean, we still remain that shining light on a hill, that light of encouragement and hope, you know, to people who are oppressed around the world. They look at America and they say, why not us, right?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, Dick Cheney, former vice president, put it very well. He said, you can tell a great country by the number of people that want to enter the country as opposed to the number of people who want to exit the country. And more people want to come to America than any other country in the world.
Well, especially right now, because sometimes, especially talking about the Beltway, it's reality TV. In a way, with what is happening, and of course, with the firing of James Comey this week, boy, man, this is like reality TV on steroids, and leaks are abounding, which is the economy of the Beltway, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. And okay, so I thought the Comey firing was handled very badly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, for one thing. This is such an amateur on the Trump administration's part. If you're going to fire somebody that high up the government ladder, you might want to let your staff know so that they're prepped when the reporters start calling and the invitations to come on the talk shows at radio and television. And yet very few people in the Trump White House even knew he was being fired.
Mm-hmm.
That was dumb on Trump's part.
Right.
And I also think that the timing wasn't great. Okay, if you're going to fire the guy after you're inaugurated. You don't want to wait until this whole Russian thing starts to get, this whole alleged Russian conspiracy in the election starts to raise its profile, which is exactly what's been happening since the election. And so now Trump fires Comey. It really does make Trump look like he does not want this investigation to go forward.
Exactly.
So, but I will say this, Bill, just one thing. He is perfectly justified in firing Comey.
Exactly.
And here's why. Because Comey, in that July 4th press conference, in which he laid out all the reasons why Hillary Clinton violated federal law with her email server, and then he said, but we're not going to indict her, there's no reasonable prosecutor or indictor, he had no right to say that.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI's job in a criminal investigation is to gather the facts and send them to the Justice Department.
Exactly.
With a recommendation. They can recommend that they indict her, but it is not Comey's job to say, oh, we're not indicting her. That's the Attorney General's job. That's the Justice Department's job. So he assumed a responsibility, a power that he does not have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this new Attorney General Deputy, Rob Rosenstein, said he's lost the confidence of Congress. He's lost the confidence of a lot of the people because he's taken on a responsibility that was not his.
Mm-hmm. Well, he took one for the Obama team, no doubt about it, because you know Loretta Lynch took one big giant step backwards away from this deal, especially after she got caught in that airplane tarmac meeting with Bill Clinton. You know, there was no way that she wanted to touch this with a 10-foot pole. And, you know, they make it seem like... I think there's more to this story than, you know, somebody being egomaniacal. I mean, this is a seasoned law enforcement prosecutor, officer. You know, he's knowledgeable. He knows better than this. You know, I just think he underestimated what the blowback on this thing was going to be.
Absolutely. But here's the one thing that Rosenstein said in the memo that he sent, recommending that Comey be fired. And yes, Loretta Lynch had no business. I mean, it made her look bad. But as Rosenstein wrote in his memo, and here's the direct quote, but the FBI director is never and power to supplant federal prosecutors and assume command of the Justice Department. And that's, in effect, what he did when he said publicly in a press conference, there's no reason to indict her.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. I mean, Comey was caught between a rock and a hard place here. There's no question about it.
Well, and Loretta Lynch, where was she? She was MIA. It wasn't like, you know, she came out and cried foul or anything like that. I mean, all you heard was crickets from the Justice Department.
I agree.
I mean,
I agree.
It was like, we're going to let this go away.
I'm second to no one in my disdain for the Obama Justice Department, believe me.
Yeah, but I agree with you in your sentiment on this whole situation with Comey, that the president had every right to do it. The execution, once again, was so poorly managed because I was, first of all, you know, the guy's out of town. And what was it that he did that had to be executed like this? I mean, going, you know, did he do something awful to Ivanka or something? Or, you know.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
What triggered this deal? I mean, wait for him to come to town. You know, you do a sit down. This guy, you know, for his, time-honored service, you know, to this country. You give him the respect he's due. It also gives you time to say, as my old boss used to say, you know, if you're going to let somebody go, you better have somebody in the wings ready to take his place.
Right.
He had no offering to, you know, and if he'd had an offering, Bruce, and said, okay, we've got grounds, here's this deal, we're going to let Comey go, and I think he was surprised that the Democrats reacted the way they did because they've been calling for Comey's head for the last, what, 6-8 months.
Yep.
And so he gives it to we don't want that. So it just confuses the whole mess. But that's just the nature of the Democratic Party right now. They're not sure what they want. Well, no, they are sure what they want, and that is whatever Trump wants, they want just the opposite. So they're gonna argue that case. But my point is that had he said, and here's this new guy, here's the new guy that you're going to love, who's a demonstration, a clear demonstration, a discernible demonstration of, being apolitical and strength and law enforcement and all that, it would have gone a long way. Then the conversation would have been about the new guy and not about the old guy.
Absolutely. And I think this is key now as to how much blowback is going to be diffused by who he appoints. Right. I think the key now is who he appoints, because if he appoints somebody that has got a sterling reputation and has bipartisan support, then I think some of this blowback is going to dissipate. Mm-hmm. So you're right. To me right now, this whole how badly this thing goes forward, or if it goes away or is less of a controversy, totally depends on who he appoints now to replace Comey.
Well, certainly, number one, Bruce, and you know as well as I do, when it comes to communication, you have to make sure, and this is one thing you got to give to the Democrats. They may be wrong and lockstepped, but they're lockstepped. You know, they've got a narrative down. It's like, you know, it's like whenever there's a crisis come up, you know, they know to go to the phone and hit 9. And 9 tells them everything, gives them all the white paper information so that when they're asked by anybody, they're lockstep and they know what to say. And Republicans and this White House, I mean, right now, they are so scattered and appear to be chaotic right now. Sadly.
I completely agree with you, Bill. That's the thing. But again, let's see who he appoints. But you're right. He should have been prepping. He should have been prepping everybody for this before the announcement. He didn't. He should have had you're right. He should have had somebody replace Comey that he could present to the Democrats and say, look, this guy is above board, sterling reputation. I think you guys are going to like him. The Democrats then decide whether they're not. And then he makes the announcement, not
exactly.
Before.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.
My pleasure, Bill.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.